It's been a logistical nightmare, but the Silver Ferns in England will meet in the first of three tests in Christchurch tonight. 4 days ago, the Silver Ferns were preparing to play without their captain and vice-captain, but exemptions came through and the Ferns' four Auckland-based players joined the squad late on Friday. Sports reporter Bridget Tunnicliffe is outside Christchurch Arena. Hi Bridget, so all the players but no fans tonight?
Yeah, this feels like deja vu. I was here in March when the Silver Ferns took on Australia in the Constellation Cup, and it was the same scenario. We were in level two, no crowds. They managed to get in crowds for the final test, but with the level announcements today, sadly there are going to be no crowds for the three tests this week. No one here lining up. So this is it's a financial blow to Netball New Zealand and a real shame for Netball fans, but I think everyone's just relieved that this is going ahead. I do know that there will be an area sectioned off in the crowd. Up to 50 family and friends can watch on, and on Wednesday that'll expand to 100. But everyone's just relieved this is going ahead, and the new Silver Ferns captain Gina Crampton, Auckland based, will lead out the team tonight, so that's a massive bonus.
And so which side do you reckon has had the better build-up?
That's debatable. The England Roses obviously had to do 2 weeks in MIQ. They got out on the 10th of September, so they've been able to train together for 10 days. The Silver Ferns have only had a full squad together training since Saturday. I mean, that's nothing. But we know that there was the issue with the four Auckland-based Silver Ferns. They got exemptions at the last minute, so they were able to fly down late on Friday night. The build-up has not been ideal. Dame Nolene Tauroa, the coach, has said they will be underdone. It's inevitable. And the other issue is that there were three support staff that also applied for exemptions to come down here. They weren't successful. So tonight you'll see a new manager on the sideline, a new team manager on the sideline, as well as a physio as well. So it's been an issue for the support staff.
So given that, what are your predictions for the series? Will England push the Silver Ferns?
Yeah, the Silver Ferns beat England last year 3-0, clean sweep, but the Roses did push them. This year, England had brought a stronger side. They've got Jeeva Mentor, one of the best goalkeepers in the world, and a couple of other players that have come back from injury, that sort of thing, and they will really bolster the side. England have three players who have over 100 test caps. You compare that to New Zealand. Shannon Saunders has the most test caps for New Zealand, which are 80. So when you look at the test caps, England has so much more experience than us. But I would say that the ANZ Premiership is preparing players so much better than what it used to. The depth has grown. So New Zealand players are really well prepared for the rigours of international netball. I think it'll be way tighter this year. England might take one test off us, but I still think we're the favourites.
Thanks, Bridget. That's Bridget Tunnicliffe, who's outside the Christchurch Arena there, where England and the Silver Ferns go head-to-head tonight. And as Bridget said, a very lean crowd there, 50 family and friends due to the restrictions.